Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of May 16th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Democratic presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden visited the state on May 4th, 2019 for a rally and a fundraiser in Columbia. It was his first trip since announcing his bid, and he spoke before a crowd of some 500 people at Hyatt Park Community Center. A local marching band warmed up the already hot crowd in the humid gymnasium, but folks happily waited to hear Biden alternate from reading his prepared remarks and telling anecdotes for 30 minutes. He was accompanied by his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who introduced Mayor Steve Benjamin, who has regularly been on hand when candidates speak in Columbia.
And folks, speaking of dignity, it means we have to protect, which is not happening now, the single most important right you have as an American, the right to vote. The right to vote. And folks, last year, 24 states introduced or enacted at least 70 bills to curtail the right to vote. And guess what? Mostly directed at, quote, people of color. You see it. We got Jim Crow sneaking back in. No, I mean it. It's all a crap. Why? Why? Because they know. You saw it in North Carolina. You saw what happened in Georgia. You saw what happened in Florida. Why? Because they know if everybody has an equal right to vote, guess what? They lose. They lose. And look what's happening now, the working class and middle class people. They're getting killed economically. How can you maintain your dignity when you look over at your child and he needs health care? And has a pre-existing condition. You couldn't afford it before Barack passed the Affordable Care Act. It strips you of your dignity. How can you be in a position as a parent where you have any sense of dignity in the job you do and how you feel if, in fact, you look at your child who is at near the end of life and the insurance company comes and says, look, it's palliative care. We're not going to do it. We're not going to cover you any longer, which was the case before we passed the Affordable Care Act.
Moses Brown originally thought that the party needed to go with a younger candidate like Senator Cory Booker, but he said Biden fired him up. Brown added that the black vote is also not monolithic, despite what people might think.
I think we need to be given more credit for our political astuteness and awareness. And we didn't just support Barack Obama because he was black. We supported him because he was a unique and uniquely gifted individual. And so we've got some uniquely gifted black individuals in this campaign. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm just being honest. I never thought I'd live long enough to see a black president. And then 4 years later, to think that we might be able to elect another one, that might be a little bit of a stretch. And I'm not saying it's not possible, but I just feel that, like I said earlier, a coalition has to be there. Can Cory Booker or Kamala Harris put the type of coalition that's going to get the type of white support that they need across the board, progressives, liberals, and everybody else to be a winning candidate? But I just see that Mr. Biden probably has a winning hand. And if he continues to play it, I think black folk in this state will get energized and energetic to support him because of his core. You know, the guy's a good man at his core.
Natiki Satterwhite of Columbia said that she's excited Biden is in the race because he would restore hope and decency to the White House if he was elected. She's also looking at progressives like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but is leaning toward Biden.
No, I think that all of them are doing a good job trying to connect. I mean, I think because a lot of people are just so familiar with Joe Biden, you really know what you're going to get. But I do feel that the candidates have done a good job, but I'm still have my eye on them.
This past week, we saw Marianne Williamson visit the state. Another long-shot candidate, Andrew Yang, will be at several events in Columbia on Saturday. So check with the South Carolina Democratic Party for details. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will hold an environmental justice town hall at Denmark Technical College on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m. Follow me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for candidate updates and from the campaign trail. You can watch Joe Biden's full remarks as well as others who have visited the state on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini-pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at SCLEDEPOD and follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign and also our dank memes. Campaign Trilobites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.